A strong year ago today that I remember well, I sat down by poor Nell.
Is it on? Oh, you are.
Was of a poor unhappy slave that lived for many a year, but now she's dead and in her grave no master does she fear. The poor old slave has gone to rest. We know that she is free. Disturb her not, but let her rest way down in her lake.
This a book of Ulster County in the war?
Why, it was a general, a newsman that followed the Union Army from one front to another.
Oh, yes.
His name was Coughlin. Coughlin. And I thought, hearing your canned cantata last summer, that's where I pricked up the ears the further I read into it.
Uh-huh.
I didn't think to speak to you about when I've seen
this
summer.
Oh, that's interesting.
Well, I heard my mom sing this.
Is there very much of the story in the book?
Well, there's a whole chapter about it. I only read it through once, and I didn't get too much head or tail to it, but I readily ascertained what was about.
You know something very strange, Mr. Studer. I grew up in Louisiana, and I heard the same song as a child, but
really?
I never knew who it was about.
No. Isn't that
interesting?
Well, I never knew
who it was about at all. I
heard it,
though.
And it said Hurley? It ended up
with
Hurley?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
We used to sing it, but I didn't know who it was about.
So this song must have been nationally known.
Yeah.
And well, we'll have to get our scholar here at work on that, trying to uncover it. Norman, you'll have to see if you can. Mrs. Van de Bogart heard that song in Louisiana.
Really?
When she was young. So it'd be interesting to see if it got into any song book. Must have been a nationally known song. She died, I think, in the 1880s or 90s. She died, she was an old woman when she died. And she probably, so it would be the generation of your mothers that would certainly have sung the song. Do you remember it as being as the song here?
It wasn't the beginning wasn't the same, but it was the poor old slave has gone to rest. We know that she is free. That part is the same. It was her bones they lie disturbed them way down in the early. It's old Curly.
Question about that song?
Sure.
What is it that connects this song with Sojourner Truth?
The fact that Sojourner Truth was born in Hurley.
Yes, but of course, you know, you can always put a name of another town into a song, and otherwise, it might just be a song about poor old slave.
But why in Louisiana would it be an old Hurley? In Louisiana, I should think it would be an old Baton Rouge.
And Hurley would be an unusual name.
I never even knew where Hurley was.
thought you were going to say that maybe that's what got you started moving up here toward Woodstock. There was, if there's nothing more on that, there was an interesting few sayings that we heard this afternoon about whistling women. We ought to get those on the tape. You had one, didn't you, Mrs. Avery, about Mrs. Scott, you ought to come into the circle because I think you have a lot to add to this. What was that? Well, let's wait till Mrs. Scott gets into the circle. You have to listen to this, Dick, because if you're teaching the children to whistle, and Vic has said that he really wants to get whistling popularized, you ought to hear these sayings. What was the one, Mrs. Avery?
Hers is first.
Oh, yes, yours is first.
You remember what's that?
Yeah, I know.
But she repeated it. She said, a whistling girl and a crowing hen always came out some bad end. And I said, well, a whistling girl and a baying sheep, they always come out on top of the heap.
Mrs. McLean, I don't know. I don't think we need to keep moving this, do we, Norman? If we leave
them.
What was yours?
The same one.
Uh-huh.
Well, the way I hear it, the whistling girls and crowing hens should have their head cut off.
Are the ears on my head?
Did you have another one, Mrs. Calder?
No, I know them, both of those, but it just repeated. That's been the case. I've been had my head cut off long time ago. All I do is whistle.
What was that, Mrs. Esley?
We used to meet in the pasture field halfway between one house. I'm joking stories and make dates to go out on the house. We had a path across from one house to the other. We used to whistle and sing there. I'd like to go over that place once more.
Oh, really? I often look across to see anything about that.
Well, does anybody know any other sayings like that? Mr. Backman, would you tell the microphone about this scooter?
Scooter?
Well, I can't much tell about it, only it's old, what we used to make ourselves, ride downhill on. We couldn't get any boards or anything to much up in the mountains. So this is what we made to ride downhill on. Something like a bicycle that you get it going. Why, you could put your feet up on that and steer it and ride along pretty nice. See?
You, balance that's a barrel hoop.
Yeah, it's a barrel stave.
A barrel stave, I mean.
Wooden heavy to carry back up a hill. You can see it's laid on the porch for 30 years. We never destroyed it for some reason or other. And It was always kept in the family. It was.
One
of my brothers had a head of it.
You used it on snow?
Yeah. We used to take it in nice soft snow in the cold weather, dip this into the water, you see, then turn it up, then let that all ice. Oh, boy, wouldn't they run. Aye, aye. It's always been such a favorite, we've always kept it.
And it was under the porch for how many?
It's been there for 30 years, under the porch.
For pity's sake.
And it's about 60 years old.
Yeah. Yeah, it's about 60 years old.
No.
So it, my son-in-law, he took a, no, he took it. He wouldn't want to get rid of it. He just likes something old like that. Yeah, the guy, when you get through with it, I want it.
Sure, sure.
So you want to do
it, you take it back with you. And here's a here's an old scoop.
Yeah, when I was 15 years old, my brother was making scoop. And down in Grainsville, probably some of you guys have been there, when the old red mill run down to the lower end of Grainsville, or Eureka, Orrin Fuller run that grist mill. And I was down there with my brother one day to the mill, and he says, make me a scoop. He wanted to mix the flour, you know, and like that. You can see how it wore. I mean, he was right handed. You see how it wore. So I made him that scoop. He used it till he died. And Bruce Fuller, he run the mill, and he used it. So the waterworks took him out in 42. And Guy Bruce gave me back the scoop. He said, God, there he is.
I think we have an old scoop.
Yeah.
Now, how did you go down the hill, Mrs. Calder?
Oh, dear me, I had a bunch of rice straw and a scoop and a dishpan. Didn't know what hand play was then.
What was that on a pile
half,
of hay?
Half the time I sit down with them, they fall off. May I go anyway?
A dishpan.
Yeah, dishpan. Give me a dishpan.
Norman, do you know they're going back to that now? They're selling those commercially. These large, tin. They look like dishpan covers. And the kids go by and along.
Our junior campers had a little wagon. And they discovered that you could start up at the right up the top of the hill here and go all the way down. They had a wonderful time.
I think
next summer we have to get a lot of those because that was a terrific sport.
We did have a pair of light sleighs, bobsleighs. We used to lay a long plank between the toes, right down the hill, right in there. You know, you could go like anything with that.
Mary, you think we could make one together like that? That's a real bear stage, you see. Yes, I never saw anything in my day like that.
Never saw one made that.
My brother used to make them, I don't know, I guess about four or five.
Yeah.
Out of barrel stays.
We used to
make
them.
Well, that made it heavier to carry.
You'd have to sit pretty steady on that when you wouldn't tip over. I think I'd be half time to snow.
You'd have to balance it though.
Well, after you get learned to ride them, just like these guys, you know, riding motorcycles and one wheel bicycles and everything. After you get used to riding, we can walk them out of Norman over there.
Yeah, it's pretty straight up and down.
Oh, you used to run wicked.
And I can see where you wouldn't want anything very heavy to carry back up.
Why do you think you make anything? You better get
off.
We moved the road with a nice cutter. My father riding down the hill. That's a narrow green sand inside head.
Is that maple? That's maple, yeah. Yeah. That's maple. And that's a lot different than the ones I make now. Then I just make for hornets. Yeah.
Want to bring some bring them down to the fair when they have the fair.
Oh, they are, isn't it?
Mrs. Keldert, last year you sang about the Boston burglar. Do you have any songs? You have another song for us this year?
I don't think I can sing that anymore.
Maybe you have another song. Maybe you have another song.
Do you want to stand? That's good. See if I can get a tune out of. One stormy night in winter, when the winds blew cold and wet, I heard some heavenly music I never shall forget. While sitting in the window with my merry, fair and young, a voice shone in the window and a band of singers sung. We're coming, Sister Mary, we're coming by and by. Be ready, Sister Mary, for the time is drawing nigh. Some of you folks may have heard that. Oh, let me see now. Wait till, if I got this thing focused about right, so you hear me? Wait till the dam is finished and the water's rising high. We will be happy, Waldo, you and I. Down the aqueduct we'll wander. Waldo, don't you cry. Wait till the dam is finished. By and by. Waldo, incidentally, was J. Waldo Smith, the chief engineer of the Eskin Reservoir.
Tell us some more about it. Why was this song made up?
The city engineers, when they used to have their big jamborees, they would make up these songs and they'd sing them there. I've got several of them home, and I hunted Hallelujah over for them this afternoon, but I couldn't find them. So I borrowed them of Mr. Oscar Dudley last spring, and there's several of them, and several of those goes on those old tunes, but what they are tonight, I couldn't tell you.
Mrs. Avery, what about that song that you were reminded of this afternoon? Now, Cottage by the Sea, or what was known?
Oh, I don't believe I could get that all together.
You had it all together.
No,
you
not
did.
All of it. It's a verse.
Well, as much as you can.
I think that's all it was. You know that one too, don't you, Celie? You know that one, but in the Cottage by the Sea, don't you?
I don't know all of it anymore, Mary. Yeah. Yeah,
just a year ago today, love, I became your happy bride. Changed a ransom for a cottage where to dwell the riverside. All alone, the seaside he left me. Don't you remember it? I'm afraid I get mixed up into that makes me nervous.
Oh, you go right ahead.
It's just 1 year ago today, love, I became your happy bride. Changed a ransom for a cottage. For to dwell thy riverside. You told me that I'd be happy, but no happiness I see. And tonight I am a widow in the cottage by the sea. All alone by the seaside he left me, and no other found. That is where my loved one's sleeping, in the cold and silent ground. I can't either. I just make a plea.
Some days I'm home, I can't have any idea.
I can't. Well, is that what's come, Miss McClay? She used to sing.
I don't sing anymore. I do talk.
Well, you don't have to sing anymore. You can sing just as much. No matter what you say, they can't come back at you.
I do miss my thing, you know, because
I plan I know. Right on to no more. Well, I don't know. You sang here last year, and I can't believe that you couldn't sing this year.
Well, you know, I'm here old. I can't sing very good, I can. Sometimes I can get them pretty good, and then I can't.
Mr. Kelly, don't you sing a few words of that old Sanfordville song?
Mary knows.
I shall see you, dog.
What song is that?
I don't know whether I can sing tall or not.
Once, twice, try.
You know, you know the one bird. I'll sing two. I know, then you sing like two.
That's reasonable.
I don't know how to make out. Not very good, I'm afraid. That old pine tree you plainly see way over on yonder hill, and beneath its roots a little brook
descends through Samsonville, and beneath its roots a little brook descends through Samsonville. That little stream that runs between the storehouse and the mill, where the grain is ground with a rumbling sound that feeds all Samsonville. Where the grain is ground with a rumbling sound that feeds all Samsonville. Now you come in. Oh, no. Come on, Mary.
Now you add to that.
Now that tall pine tree you'll plainly see, and yet we love so well. It's where we get a chance for to take a glance at the girls in Samsonville. Where we get a chance for to take a glance at the girls in Samsonville.
I'm afraid there was something about burying the damn little cuss, wasn't it?
What?
Burying you came up on the hill, wasn't it? The little short man there, from that barrier.
Zadok Barringer?
Zadok.
was that part of the song?
I don't know who started it, but it was the women, I guess, all got together and made up and sung. It's
been going a long, long time.
Yeah.
What's that?
I heard that and I say that's too rich for this crowd.
I thought maybe I'd start
some relation. I got one too. Some wrong
but don't publish it.
Well, there's not many relatives. I think the ladies in them say you should be good composers. Make up them songs. Remember how they
had one made up about the Hackley. It wasn't very bad. Oh, that one. Oh, God.
I remember you mentioned that one.
Yeah.
Well, couldn't we get it on this tape and then all of us forget about it?
You know who wrote that song?
Well, I like it. All right.
Well, who wrote it for a church?
For who?
Did last year about I'm My Daddy's Only Son.
I don't remember what I do now. No, I almost forgot that too. I did know something about it.
I'm a gay and a bright young man, something. And wound up I'm My Daddy's Only Son and
yeah.
Me and Brother Joe.
Yeah. What about it?
I wonder if you might sing it for us.
Oh, now listen, I don't want to send them all home. Just so sure as I get a singing like that, they're going home.
She's saving it for next year.
Now why my daddy's only son, gay and lively, full of fun, when they kiss and call me sweet, to take a darky off his feet. Get away now, don't come nigh me, I'm like a kite, you'll have to fly me, I can't keep still. Come and dine me, happy frisky gin, for I'm my daddy's only sonny, me and brother Joe. Now you ought to see my honey laugh, her mouth is just like a big bull calf, when she kissed and called me sweet, to take a darky off his feet. Get away now, don't come nigh me, like a kite, you'll have to fly me, you can't keep still. Come and tie me, happy frisky gin, for I'm my daddy's only sonny, me and brother Joe. I'm my daddy's only son, gay and lively, full of fun, to some gay and nice young girl, oh dear me, how her hair I'll curl. Get away now, don't come nigh me, I'm like a kite, you'll have to fly me, I can't keep still. Come and tie me, happy frisky gin, now why my daddy's only sonny, me and brother Joe.
So I guess we can't have the song about the Hesleys. Chris, about time for you to sing something.
I'll send it over down the snare or else.
I'll just sing one verse of it. They hired Goob's oldest to work on the farm. He fell off the wagon and most broke his arm. Old Miss Hesley said he was asleep, but I think he got scared at Joe Hill's buck sheep. The buck sheep, the buck sheep, he won't go there anymore. Just where that part of it, you used to hear it?
Well, I hadn't better say anything. Every one of the children's named is mentioned in the song. Every one.
But we don't know the people, so it
well,
doesn't make any difference.
You never know.
Old Miss Hesley is a very long tongue. Old John's I got
cocks to the sun. Old Miss Hesley, she has a long tongue.
Has a long
tongue. Old John's eyes, the cock to the sun. I don't know. It's too.
What's that?
There is a family lives on the hill. Talk about neighbors. They have the will. Old Miss Hesley has got the spunk. Out of the door, she fired John Hughes' trunk.
Okay.
She throwed his boots out of the door because he would not with them board. Yeah. The Hesleys, he won't board.